I want to show you something. My surgeon walked into my hospital room on Saturday morning, looked at his phone. How are you? He said. He shook my left hand. I held his for a moment. Me? I have a catheter in me. How's your day going? And how did yesterday go? Good. It was big, he said. Let me see if I can find it for you. He found it. My prostate was on his phone. The day before, he performed on me a radical robotic prostatectomy. Translation, he removed my prostate. My marginally cancerous 169-gram prostate, a normal size is about 25 grams, was dislodged from my body through five tiny stiletto-style holes around my abdomen. You took a picture of it, I asked? It looks like a big, bruised, mean orange. Largest one I've ever taken out. Really? Yep. Wow, do I get a trophy or something? Let me not bury the lead. I had beaten cancer, which is a horrid expression, as if I had done something or had some skill or resolve others hadn't. As if even if I had, it would be a good idea to gloat and mock the disease in some kind of post-op end zone dance. It wasn't as bad as we thought either, he said. The cancer, I mean. So we probably could have left it in, I said, since the cancer wasn't so bad. Don't think like that. It needed to come out. It was doing you no good. Besides, I'm not putting it back. About 165,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer every year in America. About 30,000 will die, or to put it another way, 135,000 won't. When you find out that you have cancer, you have to keep finding out you have cancer. Here are my options. I could do nothing, which is what I did the first year, under a protocol called active surveillance, which primarily consists of getting a blood test every few months to check my PSA or prostate-specific antigen. Once cancer is discovered, urologists check for spiking in the PSA, which is problematic, as many things, in fact, cause the PSA to rise, including having the PSA checked. Large prostates also push down on the bladder. Listen to an 11-year-old pee. It sounds like a racehorse is in the bathroom. Listen to a man with a large prostate pee. It sounds like someone is sending Morse code. I could have chosen instead, over a 9-week period and 5 days a week, to have my prostate bombarded by external radiation. But I'd run the risk of cramping, diarrhea, bleeding, having skin the consistency of grilled salmon. There was also something called internal radiation, where 100 radioactive pellets would have been inserted into my prostate between my scrotum and anus, and then I'd need a new wardrobe, because one becomes, wait for it, radioactive. So you must wear lead-free underwear. $180 a pair. A website that sells such underwear reminds you that no returns, which makes infinite sense. Look, I didn't want to set off alarms at airport security and clear children from playgrounds. I wanted it out, separated from me, preferably sitting in a petri dish in a lab somewhere. Once your prostate is out, you get a series of exercises to control your bladder, which means you need pads for the accident you'll inevitably have. Someone has to buy you these pads, meaning someone you love has to see you this way and buy them for you, meaning someone has to see and buy things for you you don't want them to buy for you and you don't want them to see you wearing. That morning, after the surgeon showed me my prostate on his phone, he also found and played for me Yes's Rick Wakeman's acceptance speech at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This was his acceptance speech. Wakeman is talking. You hear the rubber glove? You feel his fingers, which feel like a hamster on holiday. And then the doctor said, Mr. Wakeman, there's no need to be embarrassed. It's not unusual to get an erection during this kind of procedure. I said, Doctor, I don't have an erection. He said, yes, I know, but I do. You want prostate jokes? I got prostate jokes. Some of the side effects are changes in penis length. Lovely. I grew a beard. A friend, before having his prostate removed, asked his wife what she thought about the effect it would have on them, especially sexually, for there was no guarantee he'd ever be able to have an erection again. It's just sex, she said. It's just sex, and you're my best friend, and I don't want to lose my best friend. Let's go with that.